This is Anna Carmo with UN News. The Asia-Pacific region is home to some of the most advanced spacefaring nations on the planet, but at the same time, many countries there are lagging behind when it comes to developing space technology. In 2018, supported by the UN's development arm in the region, ESCAP, countries endorsed an ambitious plan of action on the use of space technologies to power sustainable development. 2 years on, there have been more than 100 good practices adopted that demonstrate the diverse uses of satellite technology and space data by countries to address challenges on the ground. UN News' Vibhu Misra spoke with Karen Wang, head of the Space Applications section at ESCAP, for the latest on how space technology is helping boost development.
People normally they think of this space technology, it's this rocket, it's this manned space mission, this exploration of this deep space. We work for the space technology applications, how to make it more useful and the benefit to the people on the Earth. So traditional concept of space application, including this satellite telecommunication, and then remote sensing and navigation and positioning. So this is three major area of space applications. Why it is so important? Because now it is our daily life. We have to rely on this. For example, if you read this weather forecasting, most information coming from the space, from the meteorological satellite. If you want to go out, so you have to drive, you have to use the GPS, and you have to use this maps, Google Map or other maps for driving to a destination. If you go out, for example, the fisheries and also this disaster response and rescue, you have to rely on this space-derived data and information. That means we cannot live without this space-derived data. The benefit from this space technology and innovation.
Can you give us a snapshot of how the Asia-Pacific region is in terms of using space technology to respond to challenges on the ground?
So for Asia-Pacific, it's a very, very diversified. The countries, ESCAP, we have 53 members and the 9 associate members. They're really diversified. We can see some country like China, India, Japan, they have the full capacity from the satellite manufacturing to the launching and also for the application. But other countries, some of the countries, they have their own satellite, but they have no capacity on launch of the satellite. They have to rely on other launch vehicles from other countries, but they have a full capacity of the use of this satellite-derived data. But more countries in this region, they are the users. So they have to rely on this data information provided by other countries from the space, but they have a big opportunities and also potential for better use of space-derived data and information for provision of the far-reaching solutions to pressing the issues faced by the people, faced by government, faced by country, and the help to deliver the timely data for government, for business, for community and citizen to make evidence-based decision.
One of the key issues that many countries in Asia-Pacific are facing is the challenge of air pollution. How can space applications help?
The air pollution is a big problem that many countries are facing in this region. The advantage of space observation of this air pollution, they can cover the large area. They can provide this high temporal and spatial resolution for this observation. And then when they integrated the data from space with the ground monitoring network, they can provide this very accurate, timely warning and situation of the air pollution and provide this evidence-based for decision-making. So this is very, very critical for the satellite-derived data for air quality monitoring. I can tell you one example. We are working with Republic of Korea for they call the geostationary environment monitoring spectrum. It's a satellite. It's a geostationary satellite launched in February 2020. So we work with our cooperation partners in Korea and also in the Asia Pacific country because this geostationary satellite can cover over 20 countries in this region and can provide this every 30 minutes, over 20 types of the product, really such as ozone, NO2, SO2, aerosol, PM2.5. This kind of a product will provide a country for 3D air quality monitoring, for hotspot, and also for policy making, for reducing this air pollution. So with such a vast capacity and also the potential from this space-derived data for air quality monitoring. So SCAP, we are trying to provide this platform and also the bridge the country who have the data and also who are the users to use the satellite derived data, integrate with ground data for better and effective, efficient air quality monitoring.
One of the other big challenges that the whole world is facing right now is the global pandemic. How can space applications help?
I should tell you that SCAP, we are taking action with this, using this integrated space ground data for COVID-19 pandemic response and recovery. We have this Asia-Pacific Plan Action on space applications for sustainable development, which was drafted by our member states in 2018, but it's which much foresight include epidemics. It also specifically requests us and our member states to strengthen the regional cooperation to leverage the data sharing and promote exchange of expertise on big data analytics to contain present and future spread of the disease and epidemics, and to develop the capacity to map this health risk hotspot using geospatial information and big data. We have developed this framework, which is set up this our effort and the value addition to support our member states' social economy response to COVID-19. Two of these particularly relevant to space applications and social protection. First one is protecting people and enhancing resilience. The second one is building back better. So we try to work with our countries, in particular Thailand and Indonesia, in a pilot area which we can integrate the geospatial and social economic information and identify the correlations between the COVID-19 and the place, space, and community characters. So this is what we are doing. We try to incorporate and integrate all the relevant data from the space on social economic development, on health, into one data, one map, and one platform with these initiatives.
By putting all of this information in one place, what is the value added of space application?
Data has value. The value should be measured. So with all this data together, putting together, we use to link and correlate this sector data. One is time, temporal. Another one is location. Once this data are georeferenced, we can make some interoperation among this sector data and to generate the value of this data. So that's why this is our new initiatives, you know, from this traditional space applications. We call it Space Plus. With the digital innovation, we can achieve this Space Plus. Plus is big data, cloud computing, Internet of Things, and also this AI. And we need also to plus this use, the young people, the private sector, the end user of the space-derived data. So this is our next step. We try to work with our member countries to make this space applications more useful, more accessible, affordable, and actionable for the people, for the countries and the people.
You also spoke about the action plan on space application for sustainable development. Yeah. What are some of the key points?
This is UNSCAP is very unique in the Regional Commission of the United Nations, which had this regional space plan action towards achieving these sustainable development goals. So this plan action, which was adopted by the member states, formulated and adopted by member states in 2018, is an inclusive and country need driven blueprint. It's not by UN itself, it's by country. To harness this space and geospatial applications, as well as this digital innovation to support country, particularly those with special need, to achieve this 2030 agenda. For this, we have this six thematic area in this space plan action, from this disaster risk management, which is a priority area, followed by this natural resource management, connectivities, social development, energy, and climate change. In this plan action, we have over 188 actions to contribute to 37 target of 14 goals of agenda for sustainable development. Among this, the modalities for the implementation are research and knowledge sharing. Second is capacity building and technical support. The third one is intergovernment discussion and the regional practice. Among these three, the capacity building and technical support has been identified by the country as a priority in implementation of this plan of action.
It has been 2 years since the plan of action was adopted. Are there any improvements that you can see already?
Yes. So that's why we would like to introduce our compendium. This compendium was launched on 18 November 2020. So this compendium is also requested by our member states. The member states request us every 2 years, we have one publication to review the progress in implementation of this plan of action. They contribute over 100 good practice for implementation of this six thematic area of this plan action to demonstrate the diverse use of the geospatial information, the applications, and the vital roles they will continue to play in the future.